important to daven for Oifei Chayle Yam Yisrael. Unfortunately, the last few weeks, a lot of young people were nifted. The families and various matters. Says that Nimrod was a Gibor Tzayid. Rashi says that he was not, it takes a little bit out of the simple understanding, not that he was a very powerful hunter, but he was able to sword people, he trapped people with his trickery and convincing them to go against the Kodesh Baruch Hu. He had this nature of Dafka wanting to rebel against the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And afterward it says, from that land came out Asher. The nation Asher came out of it. Rashi says that since Asher saw that his children listened to Nimrod, and they also being married again to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to build a Migdal Bavel, the Asher moved away. Also not the simple shot of the apostle. Basically saying there's one person that was convincing people to be married against the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and another person that left town because of the bad influences over here. The Maaseh Rav Hashanah says that every word in the Torah has a message to teach us. And the simple reading of these sukkim don't give us a message. This was a powerful leader. This person moved to Asher. You know, so there is not just a history book. So it says, the different groups of people in the course of the early history of the planet that were murdered against the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Some used their physical power, like in the Nephilim, before the Mabul, they took control of things in an improper fashion with their physical power, and they eventually got washed away by the Mabul. Afterwards, there was the Aphloge, the time of Nimrod, who used their intelligence to convince people to convert against the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And they were very convincing with their arguments. But the Meister, we see that even the time of Nimrod, that he was a very convincing leader to follow his ways, but those that realized that this is the wrong thing, and instead of arguing with him, they just decided to move to another place. And the Maisa, those people, these people that weren't who founded this place called Asher, which had the city of Ninveh, the capital of Asher. Yeah. So part of the message is to tell us that a person shouldn't think that these Rishoyim have the power to take over the whole world, and there's no way to get away from them. The Meister, the other way around. At certain points of time, people seem to be very powerful. They have different teachers how to do things against the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And even so, a person has one of two choices. Either follow them, and the ones who followed Nimrod didn't really get anywhere. They were part of the Dor HaPlugah, which they were separated all over the planet. Yeah. And Nimrod himself, the Chazal say, was killed by Esav. And the ones that ran away from him seemed to be the Nebuchs. They weren't part of the current frame of thought. They're the ones who eventually built this big country of Asher with Ninveh. Yeah. And they eventually made it into the Yom Kippur davening even. Yeah, yeah. I guess they already had a shayrish of chuzah within them from the beginning. So that's the Maisa. He says that in every generation we have this, we have different forms of things to take us away from Hashem. Sometimes it's a physical force. The government tries to physically force us to leave religion. Sometimes it's with this chokhmah, different chokhmahs in the world. And nowadays we have the technology in the world and other things that replace HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the bottom line is that we have to realize that it's up to us. If we go with the trends of the world, then we end up with the rest of the world, with nothing. No Ilam Hazen, no Ilam Haba. If we stand up against it and and there's no way to run to any water. I don't know if he did it. One of the big guys who make billions of dollars of technology wants to, his big chesed to the world is that there should be free internet all over Africa. Shouldn't be able to run away to Africa. So you don't have to run away to anywhere. You just have to close your technology and come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And move on. We have Friday. You get more tired every Friday now for learning, because every Friday gets a little bit shorter. And you can show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you're more connected to him, to all these other things that are wasting your time.